This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. Well, people have been learning from others' mistakes for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Some of us are more observant about what happens. But mistakes, they give us a chance to adapt and move on. And times we head in the wrong direction. We may not know it. So making a mistake can be a learning experience that on tasks that we're learning on, whether it's the way we interact or in a relationship, or perhaps if we're running a business, the way we talk to customers. It allows us to adapt to ourselves to a new environment and to shift our thinking. You know, some people just get stuck and they feel they've made a mistake and that's the end of it. But it helps us to move forward. And sometimes we've just got to stop and listen. And listen to what people are saying and learn from our own mistakes. As I said, some people don't learn from their mistakes. But the mistakes of others, yes, it can be a helpful lesson. Don't make it too late to act on this. And some of the lessons we observe from other people, they can come too late. It was Bruce Lee who once said, "Absorb what is useful, discard what is useless, and add to what is specifically your own." Not bad advice. We can absorb the good things that we see from others. Now, yes, it doesn't mean it'll be perfect. We do make mistakes. It's just not the same. And here's a great thing about learning from others' mistakes, that you might be able to create something even better than they did. Thomas Edison was what we call a second adopter when he came to creating the incandescent light bulb. Now, Thomas Edison, he created many before, but in a sense, he didn't learn from others' mistakes. Have a look at what he did. But he did take the lessons of his own mistakes and became very successful. Winston Churchill, he once said very wisely, "All men make mistakes, but only wise men learn from their mistakes." So you can learn from people that have traveled along the path that you're following. You can benefit from what they've learned. And often, things that happen through trial and error. It's very easy to be part of the human condition to make mistakes. And of course, there are serious mistakes that we might have made. The Bible actually has a few examples of that. But God has prompted and promised to forgive us, to restore us as we trust in Him. So don't overestimate your own strength. One of the benefits of learning from the mistakes of others is to realize that, well, you know, I could have done the same thing. I could have made the same errors. But if you're wise, you'll take the necessary steps to avoid those failures. As someone else says, 1 ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it's a wise word indeed from the great Apostle Paul in the Bible when he said, "If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." That's in 1 Corinthians 10. The Bible has lots of examples. Now, Moses, the great man Moses, who was stopped from entering the promised land. The Bible has the story. The children of Israel were wandering, very unhappy, complaining in the Gaza desert. And for 40 years, Moses was their leader, but Moses himself disobeyed God. He didn't learn from his mistakes, and he died before the others entered the promised land. So when we take responsibility for our mistakes, I think we grow up in honesty. When we're honest, we don't have to worry about covering anything up. We don't have to worry about lies or remembering what story we told, because honesty actually frees us from those barnacles, if you like, and allows us to move on. So we do grow in honesty. We grow in integrity. And integrity is doing the right thing, even when it's hard, and owning up to our own mistakes. And sometimes that's hard to do. But the more we choose integrity, the more we grow in honesty and in self-respect. So when we take responsibility for our mistakes, we gain the respect of other people. We learn some very valuable lessons that might help us prevent those mistakes again. And humility, we learn that as well. Heavenly Father, we do admit we've made mistakes. And Lord, we just say, well, Lord, we're sorry about that. Teach us how to do better. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.